Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Cecilia and Charlie Cockroach lived in a dirty old house because cockroaches are dirty creatures. Don't have cockroaches in your house, will you? We had them in Guyana, all their dirty things. Well, these two lived in the house and they grew up and became strong, healthy, dirty cockroaches. One day they said to their mum, "Isn't it time we went out into the world?" Mother said, "Yes, I think it is. Let me give you some words of advice, though. Whatever you do, keep away from clean. Anything clean, keep away from it. So wherever you go, don't go near fairy liquid or detergents or Domestos, antiseptic. Keep away from clean, because you've lived in this dirty old house, there's crumbs all over the floor, there's mouldy cheese on the sideboard, and we have a marvellous time here. This is the right place for cockroaches. And so when you go out into the world, find a nice, dirty home. And whatever you do, don't go into Pentecostal one. They're too clean, they are." So the two cockroaches took off. Now, cockroaches can fly. Did you know that? They've got wings. And out they went, and they flew right up in the air. And they thought, "We must find a dirty home. Where can we go?" And they saw, "It's a house down there. Let's go right the way down." And so they came down, crawled under the door, and they were in Mrs. Clacton Bugle's kitchen. Now, Mrs. Clacton Bugle's kitchen was absolutely spotless. There wasn't a bit of dirt or anything on the floor whatsoever. And so they walked along the floor and they don't like this. It's clean, too clean. And then Peter the Parrot came along, said, "Brave done, old brother. Cool, it's Pentecostal as well. It's a Pentecostal house. Cool, we're not going to like it here." So they climbed up onto the sink looking for crumbs and dirt and couldn't find any. They weren't feeling very happy at all. Peter the Parrot kept coming along saying, "Pray to the Lord, brother, pray to the Lord, brother." I thought, "We can't stop here, it's too Pentecostal, it's too holy." So they went through the kitchen and they came into the dining room. And they climbed up onto the table. "Polish, polish, pledge, is it pledge?" Myrtle had just done it all and you could see your face in it. They could see their faces in this polished table. And they slid off the table onto the floor and they went into the lounge. "Oh dear. Carpet's clean. The paint's all clean. Clean, clean, clean. What's that smell?" "Mansion polish. What a place." And then they heard a noise. "Oh, mother said, beware of hoovers." And there was Myrtle going along the floor with the hoover. And she saw them, two cockroaches in her lovely lounge. They went up the pipe, into the bag. "Oh, we're in Westbrook." No, they were all right. And I thought, "Crumbs, it's not very dirty in here, is it? This is supposed to be a vacuum cleaner bag. Not much in here. This place is too clean and it's Pentecostal and it's holy." Oh. Anyway, a little while later, Myrtle emptied the bag into the dustbin, and there they were in the dustbin with all the leftovers from breakfast and bits of bacon and so on, and they were quite happy in there. And a few days later, they were tipped into the cart and they finished up down on Lee Tip. And that was paradise. All the muck and all the filth. But you know, there's a lesson in this. Philippians 4 verse 8, do you know it? "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely." Boys and girls, God has given us a clean heart, hasn't he? Have you got a clean mind? Sometimes Satan wants to come in with his cockroaches and contaminate our minds and our thoughts. But it's lovely to have a clean home, isn't it? And it's lovely to have clean mind and clean thoughts. So beware of the cockroaches. Myrtle said to her husband, "Do you know what went up our vacuum cleaner today? 2 dirty cockroaches." "Oh," he said, "I bet they'll have a fine old time on Lee Tip. Let dirt go where dirt is, but let holiness go where holiness is. And with a clean heart, I shall praise him." Read Philippians 4, verse 8. "Whatsoever things are lovely and pure, honest and true, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, keep your mind clean, think on these things."